We are adequately resourced in terms of the provision of transport to our units. We have plenty of technology, new technology. We've recently taken possession of a new car with all of the telematic features on it, which is really your mobile desk. Road unit numbers have reduced nationally over the last period of time. We would welcome an increase in that. I understand that there will be a national competition to increase our road unit numbers. But to supplement numbers here within our division, we allocate people on a temporary basis to roads policing to give them additional exposure and additional skills. But roads policing just isn't the responsibility of a roads policing unit. I mean, last year alone, we conducted 1,417 checkpoints in this division. This year so far, we've conducted 535 checkpoints. And some of those are a mixture of mandatory intoxicating checkpoints, where that's random checkpoints for drink driving and drug driving. Just on the drug driving issue, we have seen over the last 2-3 years, certainly post-COVID, the increase in the detection of cocaine at all times of the day, and in people driving all sorts of vehicles, articulated vehicles, cars. That is a worrying trend. And again, that comes back to personal responsibility. People who decide to take drugs, it stays in your system. The detection equipment for drugs is really modern, really up to date, and drugs last longer in your system than alcohol. So, you know, it might be an old cliche, don't drink and drive, don't use drugs and drive, and if you're driving, moderate your behaviour. That's respectful of other road users.
There is a perception locally, though, and we have heard it ourselves, that that there aren't enough checkpoints being conducted. But obviously the figures that you've released today would suggest otherwise. What's the message for motorists who think that Gardaí aren't out there, you know, carrying out those checkpoints?
Well, detection should never be the deterrent. You know, in terms of you driving on the road, it shouldn't be, am I likely to get caught? That shouldn't be your detection. Really, the question you need to ask yourself is, if I act responsibly, what is the impact of my irresponsible actions? Am I going to cause an accident? Am I going to knock down a pedestrian? Am I going to impact on a pedal cyclist on the road who are entitled to their space on the road? What if my actions in terms of a dangerous overtaking leads to an accident, which is a fatality or serious injury? What are my actions going to lead to? Consider your actions before you decide to take any particular manoeuvre on the road and say, is this the safe thing to do? Am I being responsible?